Welcome to Stade Olympique in Montreal, for the game between the New York Mets and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Lee Mozzilli. Batting second. The second baseman, Kelvin Chapman. Batting third. The third baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Stearns. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Willie Montanez. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Steve Henderson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bruce Boisclair. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pete Falcone. Pitching for the New York Mets, Pete Falcone. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting second. The second baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting third. The left fielder, Warren Cromarty. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Scott Sanderson. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Scott Sanderson. And now, play ball. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli strikes out. One out. Kelvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner takes first base on ball four. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns hits a fly ball into left field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Dawson reaches second base with a double. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Boisclair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dawson moves to third. One out. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dawson scores. It's 1-0, Expos. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine strikes out. There goes Cromarty. The throw from Stearns to second, and Cromarty is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Valentine. Henderson reaches second base with a double. Montanez moves to third. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair strikes out. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a fly ball towards right. Valentine catches it and throws to home to double up Montanez. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Montanez scoops it up and throws to first, with Falcone covering, for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Boisclair. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Parrish scores. Spear moves to second. It's 2-0, Expos. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Pete Falcone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falcone is called out on strikes. One out. Lee Mazzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzilli is 0-for-1 in the game. Mazzilli hits a fly ball into left field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kelvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Dawson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Dawson reaches second base with a double. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cromarty strikes out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentine hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dawson scores. Valentine moves to second. It's 3-0, Expos. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-1 in the game. Perez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Chapman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hebner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0-for-1 in the game. Stearns hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Montanez hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Expos. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Henderson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Valentine who is chasing the ball. Henderson reaches third base with a triple. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair is 0-for-1 in the game. Boisclair hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boisclair for the out. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 2. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flynn fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Spear takes first base on ball 4. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Sanderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flynn fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Pete Falcone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falcone is 0 for 1 in the game. Falcone hits a fly ball into left field. Cromartie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 0 for 2 in the game. Mozilli hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanderson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kelvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 2. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. Dawson hits a fly ball into right field. Boisclair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Mozilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cromartie hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hebner hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0 for 2 in the game. Stearns hits a fly ball into left field. Cromartie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Montanez hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 2. The Expos will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 2 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. with a walk. Carter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Falcone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a triple. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair is 0-for-2 in the game. Boisclair bunts towards the mound. Sanderson juggles the ball. That's an error on Sanderson. Henderson goes all the way around to score. Boisclair moves to third. It's Mets, 3, Expos, 3. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool pinch hits for Pete Falcone. Rudy May now pitching. Joel Youngblood pinch hits for Ed Cranepool. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is hit by the pitch. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 0-for-3 in the game. Mozilli hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boisclair scores. Youngblood moves to third. Mozilli moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Mets. David Palmer now pitching. Ron Hodges pinch hits for Kelvin Chapman. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it and throws to home to get Youngblood. Mozilli moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Tim Foley pinch runs for Ron Hodges. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hebner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley now playing shortstop. Dale Murray now pitching. Doug Flynn now playing second base. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry White pinch hits for David Palmer. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Dawson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Mets, 4, Expos, 4. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-3 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner juggles the ball. That's an error on Hebner. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Scott trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos 4. The Mets will come to bat. Elias Sosa now pitching. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0-for-3 in the game. Stearns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Montanez strikes out. 1 out. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair is 0-for-2 in the game. Boisclair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos 4. The Expos will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Valentine hits a fly ball into right field. Boisclair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-3 in the game. Perez hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carter hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos 4. The Mets will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Flynn hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gil Flores pinch hits for Dale Murray. Gil Flores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flores hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mozilli hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cromartie. Mozilli reaches second base with a double. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a pop-up towards first. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos 4. The Expos will come to bat. Skip Lockwood now pitching. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Mozilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Spear hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Stearns fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tony Saleta pinch hits for Elias Sosa. Tony Saleta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saleta hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Boisclair. Saleta reaches second base with a double. Steve Rogers pinch runs for Tony Saleta. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Dawson is walked intentionally. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-4 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Boisclair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos 4. The Mets will come to bat. Woody Fryman now pitching. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Stearns is hit by the pitch. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stearns. The throw from Carter and he is out, Scott applying the tag. Two outs. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Montanez hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos 4. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Valentine hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-4 in the game. Perez strikes out. There goes Valentine. The throw from Stearns to second, and Valentine is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos 4. The Mets will come to bat. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. Henderson strikes out. One out. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair is 0-for-3 in the game. Boisclair hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boisclair. The throw from Carter and he is out, Spear applying the tag. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-4 in the game. Flynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos 4. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Parrish is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos 4. The Mets will come to bat. Skip Lockwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockwood hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Mozzilli is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fryman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos 4. The Expos will come to bat. Dave Cash pinch hits for Woody Fryman. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash takes first base on ball four. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 3-for-4 in the game, with two doubles, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Dawson bunts towards the mound. Lockwood fields it and throws to first for the out. Cash moves to second. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-5 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cash scores. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 5, and New York Mets, 4. Goodbye from Stade Olympique in Montreal.